Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through the devotional journal, Almost Heaven, Devotions for the Journey Home. We're looking again at an aspect of heaven or the kingdom of God as described in the Bible. And this one is heaven being a home of eternal dwelling. In the devotional book, I write and I ask about how many places that you have lived in your life. Some people have an entire list of places. It seems that either job or military service or desire has had them moving constantly. Others have a very small list. I have a relatively small list. Grew up in the same home my entire childhood and until I got married. And then have lived in three homes since then. One was kind of a temporary year-long home, and the other two have been fairly long for today's standards. But I think about the idea of home. I'm a creature of habit. I like to do the same things. I like things to be comfortable. I like to know where everything is. I like routine. And one of the things when I travel, and whether it's traveling for service work or teaching, doing seminars, even vacation, I like to know that, well, when I return home, that things are back to normal. And even when I travel and I'm away from home, I tend to gravitate towards those things which are familiar. While there are many places across the United States that intrigue me as far as vacation opportunities and photo opportunities and just being able to relax and enjoy the beauty of God's creation, it's always a difficult thing for me not to choose something I already know, to branch out. These last couple trips I've taken in serving the needs of individuals impacted by storm damage, I made a deliberate effort to try to find places to eat that were not familiar to me. Places that were not chain restaurants, at least not available in the area I live. But more so, places that were local establishments. And the entire COVID thing kind of played a little into that, recognizing the need for the small locally owned shops of family run businesses to exist. But the other was trying to stretch myself, trying to grow. But even in all of that, there became places that I would return to because it was easier than trying something new. And within that is an entire other devotion as well, but as I journey through this life, it's a constant awareness of that I have an eternal home waiting for me. A home of eternal dwelling, a home that is mine. that will be a constant and that is a constant. A home that I can count on, a home that is without change. And I suppose some people hear that and it just is not intriguing at all, but for me, that eternal dwelling helps me as I journey through this life. As I live in the uncomfortableness of new things and a changing environment and uncertainty all around, I can live in the midst of this world because my eyes are fixed on a home that is my eternal dwelling. I can not only endure, but enjoy the journey because I know that something better is waiting. And while I don't know the details and the particulars, God hasn't asked me to pick out paint colors or anything like that. But I trust the one who has gone ahead to prepare a place. And as I look toward that day, whether I enjoy my day here on earth or whether it's a struggle, I can look back on it with thanksgiving that I'm a day closer to that eternal dwelling. And I believe for the Christian, one of the things that makes that view a little easier as we journey through this life is God choosing to dwell with us. This time of year, we focus a lot on the birth of Christ, of Emmanuel, of God with us. And I always believe it's a wonderful time to share the good news of Jesus. We're doing a Holiday Treasures sermon series at Deer Run, and this past Sunday, our youth minister, CJ, opened up that first gift, that gift of good news. And how much we treasure receiving and giving good news. And that incredible good news that was given to people like Zachariah and Elizabeth, that they would have a son in their old age. To people like Mary and Joseph, that they would have a son who would be the Son of God. To people like the shepherds who were just minding their own business. The angels show up with news of great joy for all people. And good news to people like the Magi that traveled a great distance. Because of information that they had of a king being born. You see, as these holiday treasures all wrap around the good news that we celebrate at Christmas time. And yet, the good news doesn't end when the Christmas season ends. In fact, as we look toward our eternal dwelling, God has told us that He has chosen to dwell with us. Doing so by putting His Spirit within us. The Bible says that at one time, God dwelt among men in a temple fashioned by human hands. As the Israelites were leaving Egypt and heading to the Promised Land, God's presence would descend upon the community. and Moses would meet with God. And as they carried with them an Ark of the Covenant that was representative of God's presence, that they would keep in this holy of holy places, a place so holy with God's presence that the average person had no permission to enter. And God says, no longer do I dwell and will I dwell in a building or a temple built by man, but I will dwell in the hearts of mankind. A temple he himself has fashioned. People created in his image. And I believe God's dwelling with us. Manifest at Christmas through Jesus, experienced by every Christian through his Spirit. Help prepare us for that eternal dwelling. At least it ought to. That was kind of the point behind this entire devotional book. Was recognizing principles and characteristics of the kingdom of heaven so that we could live like kingdom citizens here on earth. And as we consider the aspect of our home being an eternal dwelling, I believe we begin by recognizing that eternal dwelling is taking place now. As God resides with us, preparing us for the day we'll reside with Him. As you have opportunity, help others to see the joy, the hope, the peace that can be found even in the midst of this journey's chaos. Because you know you're headed to a home of eternal dwelling. Would you pray with me today? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has been showered upon us by your choice to dwell not only among us, but to dwell in us. Father, as we celebrate Jesus this Christmas season, as we celebrate his birth, as we consider the good news that was given to mankind through the birth of this baby. The good news announced to Mary and Joseph, the good news announced to the shepherds, that God would dwell among us. And this child would save his people from their sin. Father, as we unwrap that good news this Christmas season, I pray that every one of us would recognize that God has continued to dwell among his people. He has continued to dwell within his people. The promised gift of his Spirit that Jesus had told his disciples would come is present. The temple fashioned by God himself and placed within the mankind created in his image. The hearts within whom God dwells. And so, Father, as we look toward that eternal dwelling, may we recognize its beginning now. May we be comfortable with your presence within us. May we acknowledge it. May we live according to it. May your word guide and direct us as your Spirit moves mightily. Father, today as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that whatever their home looks like here on earth, that we would help them to know that there's an eternal dwelling awaiting all those who are found in Christ. A dwelling we can be confident of. Father, for those children that home here on earth is a struggle or perhaps even non-existent, I pray that each one of us would find ways to show your love, to express your desire for them. To embrace them in the hope that we have. To care and love and nurture them to an understanding of the knowledge and truth of the eternal dwelling that can be theirs. Oh, Father, today may we live life knowing that you dwell within us for the purpose of strengthening us, for the purpose of encouraging us, for the purpose of convicting us, for the purpose of sharing Jesus through us to others. And Father, may we live with an eye on that eternal dwelling. May the struggles that we have today be recognized as light and temporary struggles because we view it in the scope of eternity. Not to make light of the difficulties that we face, but rather to shine a light of eternal reality upon it. Father, as we look toward that eternal dwelling, may we carry with us a sense of consistency, knowing that your Spirit has been placed within us in such a way that we have an element of that dwelling. In those tough times of life, may we cling to the constant nature that you are. And in everything, may we lift up Jesus, that many would see him and find this eternal dwelling for themselves. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.